Hey everybody, today I'm going to go back to the last podcast that I did with expectations and kind of touch on that a little bit more and intensify it because there were so many comments and so many people that viewed it and listened to it. I should say listen to it, view it, never mind. I forget which forum I'm on sometimes. But, you know, joking aside, it really... you know, brought up a lot of different questions, you know, and a lot of different kind of just scenarios in life in general with expectations, because that's a wide open interpretation as a word and, you know, the everything that goes with it. So I just thought it would be best for me to do it this way, in order to kind of elaborate a little bit more on what my brain is kind of putting out here with, you know, going in direct relation to the last podcast with expectations. Now, it's my belief, and, you know, I could be wrong. I'm wrong a lot, but everything that I've ever read and studied, it doesn't matter in what area of life. It doesn't matter what religion, I've studied them all, and beliefs and different things like that. I've narrowed it down to several things, and it's pretty much this. The only thing that is really in our control are our thoughts, number one, and our actions, okay? And most of us fail to take ownership and focus on the areas of those two things of life that are truly within our control. Okay, again, control, we have thoughts and actions. Okay, so we can control basically, again, our thoughts, our beliefs, our values, our actions, and then again, our perceptions. That's pretty much it. Now, it's our responsibility to decide at the end of the day how we see things, how we think about them, and how we want to respond to them. Now, responding is another great thing because, again, it's one of those things that when you respond, you can come up with a controlled type of mindset and answer and action towards whatever you have to do. Now, the opposite of that is reacting, and the majority of us react, okay? When somebody pisses us off, if somebody cuts us off in traffic, doesn't matter what it is, we are reacting then. So that is so much different than responding, okay? Because again, when I said you can control your thoughts and your actions, now if you take your actions and you put it in that way to where you can kind of react or respond. Now, if you respond, you're acting a certain way. You're still in control. You're not letting it overwhelm you. When you react, then somebody else is in control or some other thing is in control, and you have lost all power, and it's emotionally driven. So you're not dealing with the two things that you can control, your thoughts and your actions. So we all get out of our own head. It's so easy to do, and it's insane. I mean, we all are guilty of it, and it's one of those things that we have to really pay attention to. You know, when somebody asks a question, if somebody tells you to do something, you know, you should always ask yourself, is this beneficial for me? Or what is the reason I'm going to do this? How will this help me? Will it hurt me or will it help me? Okay? And that's kind of obvious. But the whole thing is, it's like, life and everything goes by so quick. The days and the hours and the minutes, they go by so fast. And we can do certain things like meditate. We can do certain things like yoga. We can go for a walk in the mountains. We can climb to the highest peak of the world. We can have all the money. We can have everything that we want. But the whole thing is, if those things in your head keep popping up and you're not in control of the response or the reaction, then your life's going to be dictated by your actions. Again, we have two things that we can control: thoughts and actions. So perception is a thought-based thing. Action is how we respond or react. Okay? Now, going back to what I was talking about, expectations and managing expectations, it's really not the act of, repressing anything and all these outlandish goals and targets and, superficial things that we think about. I mean, there's no such thing as, managing expectations. And everything is what we accept them to be. And you're going to suffer or not suffer depending on your perception of things. Again, I'm going to go back to what we can control: our thoughts, our beliefs, our values, our actions, our perceptions. Okay, so when you think about these outlandish targets or goals, I'm not saying that you don't want to aspire to be something. What I'm saying is, you got to keep it real and you got to keep it for you. And it's got to be value-based. It's got to be based on your thoughts, your actions. And your thoughts and your actions come up with all the answers. Okay? So, going back to what I'm saying about managing so-called expectations, you have to see things for what they really are. And you have to be in an acceptive type of mind frame. You have to understand that you cannot control everything, like I said. Because when you want to and you don't have expectations that are in line with, the balance of your own life and your headspace, again, your thoughts and your actions, then you're going to suffer huge because you can't meet them ever. So it's about managing expectations. And I should have said that a little more in the last one. And again, it's about acceptance, and it's about, just understanding that what we can control, we can control, and the majority of things we cannot. Now, something that helps me, and I'm going to share it with you, when you find yourself kind of struggling, with accepting something in your life, really anything in your life, you pretty much have two options when something happens to you. Now, the first option is, you can either accept what's happening as reality and move forward, or you can resist it. Now, the majority of us, and most people that walk on the planet, resist it most of the time. So that's going to hold you back. And it's going to waste your time. It's going to do so many things that are damaging. I can't even get into it. I mean, it goes back to responding or reacting. Okay? A response is something that you can control. A reaction is emotionally connected to you, and you want to retaliate. You want to do all kinds of things. So it's very much similar. Okay? Again, you either accept it as what happened and make it reality and just move on, or you resist it. So let's stop resisting stuff all the time. Because again, it's holding us back. it's wasting our time. It's like, different things, different circumstances. None of it really is of value in order to waste our life or waste an hour of our day or 5 seconds of our day even. I mean, the event has already happened when you look at it this way. Everything's already happened as we sit here right now. It's already done. It's happened. It's past. So resistance is only going to give you some unnecessary suffering, and for a lot of us, we suffer unnecessarily, and we make it a lot larger than it should be. And it's going to prevent us from moving forward in our lives, in any area of our lives, it doesn't matter. And it's almost like an emotional anchor resistance. When you resist, it kind of clings you or hooks you to things that have already happened. That's not what we're supposed to be doing. I mean, what's done is done. And what's been said has been said. It's up for us to, again, take control of the two things that we can, our thoughts and our actions. Okay, and acceptance of all of this starts with two very simple things. The world in general, the events of the world in general, all the people that are in the world are going to behave as they do. And they'll never behave as we want them to. That is what expectation is. Okay? So when in the face, let's say, of any event, doesn't matter, we can either accept it as reality or move forward, or we can resist it. But it really comes down to the two things that are in our control, and that are our thoughts and our actions. That's it.